This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Yo, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing. Tech Webcast. Congratulations on choosing such an awesome thing to listen to. You are clearly very smart. You're into tech stuff. You love hearing Brad and Jason and their guests chat. And you're probably really good looking too. Well done. So let's get into it. The weekly tech extravaganza that is Tech Webcast. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to episode 224 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 2nd of February 2013. Tech Webcast is heard every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Tonight's guest is Crystal Vanderboom.
Vanderboom.
Vanderboom, sorry about that, from Flipboard, which is one of my favorite and must-have apps. Joining Crystal are your hosts, Andrew, Jody, Steve, Brad, and myself, Billy.
Hello, Billy.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
Good.
It's someone's birthday today.
Yes.
Guess who it is?
Whose?
Jody. His birthday.
She's being all quiet.
It's your birthday?
Yeah, it's my birthday. And I'm old.
It's your birthday.
And I can cry if I want to.
Yeah, you can. You can. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Oh, how you doing?
Oops, better mute that because I can hear that feedback coming through. Have a stream. We've got Jody on. Hey, Jody, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And hope you have a great night.
Thank you. Me too.
Also, we've got John on for the second time. Hey, John, welcome back.
Thank you very much, and happy 29th birthday, Jody, again.
Thank you, and many more, right?
Also, we've got Crystal on for Flipboard. Hey, Crystal, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Good to have you back on. Andrew's on as well. Hey, Andrew.
G'day, Brad. How you doing?
I'm going pretty well, mate. Now, do you want to do the news and then do the announcement about the giveaway or
Yeah, sure. Do you want to do the news first and then I'll do the announcement?
Sure, let's do that. Yep. And let's jump in. Billy, you got some news first, mate?
Yes, the tech headlines. This week we said goodbye to RIM. Research in Motion is no more, and in its place is now BlackBerry. And with the new BlackBerry Z10, they've also ditched the keyboard and gone all touch. In Apple news, European customers may lose the Mac Pro on March 1st due to regulatory adherence, but it's not all bad news. Apple has overtaken Samsung to be the largest mobile phone provider in the U.S., and it looks like a 128-gig iPad is due to debut next week. Further, Apple rumors predict that HBO may be coming to the Apple TV. And speaking of content, Amazon has scored exclusive streaming rights to Downton Abbey, so NetStream will be losing that. But don't count Netflix out. They're giving people who haven't subscribed to Netflix a free episode of the newly produced House of Cards, what's being called a 13-hour movie that's exclusive to Netflix. Movie service Vudu is also hoping to bring your disc to digital conversions at home, and the movie's... other tech news, Dell could be announcing a deal to go private next week. And last but not least, Sony has finally killed the mini disc and its redundancy of digital recording after 21 years of service. On the flip side, they're also set to announce the PlayStation 4 on February 20th. And those are your tech headlines.
Wow, PlayStation 4 sounds good.
I wonder what they're going to add to that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Be interesting to see. John, any views on them stories, mate?
Sorry, what was the question? I didn't catch that. I was typing in the chat room, so
John,
I can't multitask like that.
Do you have any views on them stories, mate?
On any one of the stories? Oh, yeah. Do I have views?
Yeah. What do you want to say about them?
I thought that with the RIM announcement, they had two versions of the phone. I thought they had a touch and a keyboard version.
I didn't see a keyboard.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they John's right. Yeah, they introduced two new models. One of them looks just like an iPhone. It's got a flat panel and The other one has the buttons like the old one. So just okay. A little different.
That's okay. Interesting. The Z10 is the one they featured. I'm sure. Where's the other one at here?
Are they just calling it the
BlackBerry keyboard?
All right. So yeah,
I was actually listening.
Go ahead, John.
I was listening to an IDC analyst this morning on one of the business shows, and they're basically saying that the keyboard version kind of targets their existing market, and the touchscreen they're trying to go after kind of the younger market. But unfortunately, their install base is the people who like the keyboards, and that's the phone that's coming later. The touch is coming first.
Well, okay. Steve, any views on them stories, mate?
Yeah, actually a couple. One was on the Mac Pros, supposedly not going to be sold in the can't be sold in the European Union. First thought came to that was supposedly there's rumored to come out a new Mac Pro or a different version of it, and so I don't see them releasing an updated version to sell in Europe just for those separate months, I guess, that of course their laws changed since then. And one, I think, where Apple overtakes the Android operating system, I think this was based on the web tracking websites. I think they found that the iOS web browsers actually jumped up somewhere after Christmas. I think that's where they got that from.
Okay, cool. Andrew, any view on them stories, mate?
Yeah, look, The Apple 128 gig iPad, it seems pretty expensive for the 128 gig. I'd prefer to see them just drop the 16 model altogether and go 32, 64, 128. Mm. And if you look at computers, they still cost the same. You know, it's the same general pricing, but every year or two, the specs get upgraded a little bit to keep competitive. So I don't like the idea that we're paying more for more data. I think it should just go with the times.
I think that's
typically what Apple does, so that way you can just target a price range and know that by the time you save up to it, they will have hopefully come out with a new model or something better still in that price range. It's interesting that this is not saying that they're shifting, getting rid of the 16.
Exactly.
16 seems like such a waste.
Yeah, exactly. That's you know, I don't like that at all.
Okay, Jody, real quick, I just got a message from you. You have to go in a minute, so what's your view on them stories?
You know, it's interesting. I guess I have a little different perspective, and I think that the 128 is a little bit overkill with the iPad. And I'm actually looking forward to the new iPhone, whether it's a 5S or a 6. So I'm surprised that didn't make the news, but not sure I'm going to switch to the BlackBerry. So I think I'm going to stick with my iPhone.
Please don't go to BlackBerry. Just go to iPhone.
Chat on the pre-show about the iPhone, the next iPhone version. So.
Yep, we did. Crystal, do you have any views on them stories at all?
The launch of the new BlackBerry phone was all over the news here in the United States. The CEO was on TV, and it's going to be really interesting to see. They really were praised for some of the new features and they introducing on this phone. So eager to see if they can get some of their market share and mind share back.
Definitely.
But the real question is, are you developing an app for them?
Yes, that is the question.
Well, right now we're definitely focused on iOS and Android. That's really where our focus is. Our team has grown since we last talked. We're still relatively small. We're like just a little over 75 people.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Which,
all right, yeah. Let's get to Crystal in a minute before Andrew needs to go. He's going in a minute as well. So, Andrew, what's the giveaway about, man?
Okay, we have a giveaway for the month of February, which is between Tech Webcast and my startup, Zarpho.com.
Yep.
Basically, you can win yourself an Apple TV. All we're looking for is my startup's name, Zarpho, Z-A-R-F-O. It doesn't actually have a particular meaning. It doesn't have, you know, it was from this particular time or an old Greek, any of that sort of stuff. So we're sort of looking for a cool meaning for the word Zarpho, which is a video chat broadcasting online platform. And our giveaway this month, again, for Tech Webcast and Zarpho, is for somebody to try and come up with a cool meaning for what the word Zarpho means. And we'll probably then adopt that in all of our platform. You know, this is what the word Zarpho means. So
yeah.
there'll be details for that coming up in the next day or so.
Yep.
And anybody who puts something up goes into a chance to win an Apple TV. And we're also going to give T-shirts, Arfo T-shirts out. We'll send them out to you for the top 10 or 20 or so runner-ups. So if you put one up there and you put up an idea and we quite like it, you're going to get yourself a T-shirt in the mail for free anyway.
So how do they put it up there? On the Facebook page, Andrew, or what?
Correct. We'll have some instructions going up on the Facebook page probably tomorrow, so in the next 24 hours. And you'll basically just put your information straight there as a comment on our Facebook page, and we'll have a look at those. And if you want to, if you want to keep yours private, you can send it as a message to the Zafo People Communities Facebook page, and we'll put you in there, and Brad and I will sit down, have a chat, and work out which one we like the most, and you'll get yourself an Apple TV. And as I said, we've got a whole heap of T-shirts, so we're going to make sure that we get quite a number of people a T-shirt out. All you got to do is give us your size once we let you know you're a runner-up, and we'll send them straight out to you.
Definitely. All right, Jody, you need to go. Is that correct? Or can you hang around? I'm not sure. You must be muted. All right, John, what's your view on that competition? Are you going to enter? Am I talking to myself? Steve, you there?
No, I keep clicking on the wrong. I got to find the windows. I've got too many windows open.
Close some, mate.
But I'm putting my votes into the chat room right now. So,
okay, well, make sure no one steals them because, you know. All right, let's get into the guests. Billy, who do we have on today? We've got Crystal from Flipboard. Welcome, Crystal.
Hi there.
Welcome. What's been going on at Flipboard? Any exciting news or anything like that?
Well, our most recent announcement was that we brought Flipboard to Android tablets.
Yes.
It was before the holidays. We were very excited about that. That means that, you know, if you have a Nexus 10 or 7 or Kindle, you can now have the tablet version of Flipboard.
Mm-hmm.
The team that works on Android, they've been doing some cool stuff. They also came out with Daydream, and that's really very specific for people who have Android 4.2. It's a screensaver.
Nice.
So that only works on the latest Android devices. So there's been a lot of activity there. And also in other areas of our company, not just on the engineering front, but we've also been building out our editorial team and our team that works with publishers. I don't know if you've noticed, we've had it for quite a while, but there's a red ribbon on the top right corner of your Flipboard. And if you tap on that, we give recommendations. That's really our editorial team, our team of curators that put that together for our readers. And they go a level deeper, too. Right now, if you go there, I'm not sure if it's there yet, but it will appear soon. There's like a curated feed with news about the Super Bowl. I'm not sure if you're aware of this in Australia, but on Sunday, the Super Bowl will be played here.
Yep.
And,
yeah, I see the big game.
So, exactly. And, you know, we're doing this more and more. We did it for CES. We did it for the inauguration of Barack Obama. We did it for the Golden Globes. We'll probably do it for the Oscars. And so we have a team of people who put interesting stories together in a feed that you can then add to your Flipboard. And, you know, it's all about – that's really one of our focus points forever, but definitely for this coming year is making content more discoverable.
Yep.
And as you said before the podcast, we are working on new things. And think along those – lines, think along that theme of making content more discoverable. And
So when will we see a next update for the iOS app? Do you have an ETA or you can't say?
We can't really say. We're just not that kind of company. It's ready when it's ready.
Okay.
We tried it once it didn't work out, so we learned our lesson. It'll be ready when it's ready.
All right, cool. We can't wait. Any questions, Andrew, for Crystal?
Yeah, I do. I've got a couple little questions here, Brad. One is, you came across from the Ellerdale project when it was acquired by Flipboard, Crystal. Mm-hmm. My question really is, I guess acquisitions are a constant in the tech industry. They're always going to happen. How was it for you moving from an acquisition company into Flipboard? How did you find that sort of process? Did you sort of feel outside, or were you sort of welcomed really quickly, and did you find your feet? What was that like? And I ask this because I think a lot of people out there are in companies that are constantly being acquired or moving from one to the other.
Yeah, interesting question. It was, you know, you don't know what's going to happen in that kind of a process with you as an individual person. But it didn't take long for me to realize that Mike and Evan and the whole team are such great people, and not just great because they are talented. Obviously they are, but they're really just great human beings. They're very warm, open-minded. And I felt right at home, and I felt like, oh my God, I'm so lucky to be here. So that's my personal story. I think it's going to be different for every acquisition. I've been through a few others as well, not so much in the tech space, but you know, it really depends on the culture fit, like what everyone always talks about. What that really means is, like, can you get along? Do you have like a similar view on how you build a company, how you build a team, what's important? And at Flipboard, for instance, product is number one, right? Even for me as a PR person, that means that sometimes if I get a really cool interview opportunity or something like that, it's like, well, sorry, the person who has to do that now has to focus on the product, and the product will always take first place. But to be honest, I like it that way. I think that's great. I think I think that's important. That's, and it's part of our DNA. So I felt I fit right in.
Yeah, that's good. And just, that's great to hear. And just looking at, you said product is number one, which is a really interesting statement. Because I think a lot of sort of people would like to and think that way, but for you to just come out and say, yes, it's number one, this is what we do. I mean, you're in communication and events in Flipboard, obviously that's more so your role. When you sort of do something as far as, you know, you have an event or some kind of, you know, exposure, or you do a branding at an event, do you sort of notice a spike in new users or retention with existing users that parallels with those sorts of things?
You know, we see that mainly from our launches. When there's a new edition of Flipboard, that's really one thing that drives it a lot. Getting featured on an app store or with a partner, those kind of things drive downloads more than events do, I would say. I was at an event. We don't do a whole lot of them for partially that reason, but I was at an event last week, and we go to events more to connect with people, to, you know, get feedback, to make sure people, like right now, we feel like we can sense that Flipboard is getting more mainstream. We're starting to reach different kind of people who are not as tech savvy. And we want to make sure that we understand how those people use Flipboard as well. And that we make a product that, you know, actually from day one, Mike, our founder and CEO, co-founder CEO, he always wanted to build something for his mom. And that's kind of his test audience, if you will, right? It's, that's really what he aspires to do with Flipboard. So, yeah.
Definitely. All right, good. Good stuff. Any more questions, Andrew? Or?
No, that's sort of what I wanted to say there, Brad.
All right. Billy, any questions for Crystal?
So I didn't realize that you had these. I always saw the red tab there, but I never clicked it. I always went to my friends' feeds and stuff. So this is really cool. So you guys are curating the content and, say, collecting it all together and posting it all up that is all relevant to, for example, the big game for the Super Bowl, so that people can go on there. Is there any social aspect? Is it just the standard resharing of the articles?
Yeah, it is resharing. The team that does that does look at what's popular on social networks, but ultimately it's manually curated. And that's just like, that's like kind of like the most granular level of curation. A lot of the other recommendations you see in the content guide are more curation of sources, if you will. Like, for instance, if you tap on tech, it's not individual stories that are curated, but it's new sources like The Verge or Wired or TechCrunch, Next Web. They're all like put in one feed, and we see that that's a great way for people to you know, first of all, get everything in one place, but also to discover new things and discover stories from sources they would have never picked themselves.
definitely.
Do you have any kind of like rating system so that people, or is something like that coming where people can kind of, you know, that I like this kind of stuff and then get more information custom tailored?
That's definitely an interesting thought. We don't really do that. We do have cover stories. That is a personalized feed that uses an algorithm. So we do use some of that information. But yeah, I mean, I don't think directly like what you're asking is something we're going to do, but we definitely think about how can we improve content discovery. And then I mean like the content that you find interesting, how we can make that even more relevant to you. It's an interesting problem. You know, I think a lot of people, a lot of companies in Silicon Valley are trying to crack the code on that.
All right. Steve, any questions for Crystal?
Yeah, I've got a few here. How many users do you have that use on a regular basis? Because a lot of people, you know, they list, you know, their most frequently used apps, and usually a lot of times you'll see Flipboard on there. I just kind of wanted to know what how many people generally use it.
We actually released our numbers at the end of the summer last year, and we haven't really updated them. But at the time, we were at 20 million users, and we were adding one new user a day. Oh, sorry, a second. Sorry, I keep messing up. And we were at 1.5 million daily users, people who use Flipboard on a daily basis. And we're well past 2 million at this point.
Wow, that's a lot. A lot of downloads.
And I got one question, and I'll be done.
Go ahead.
You said this in the pre-show that you're primarily concentrating on iOS and Android, which makes sense because they're kind of like bulk of the mobile users. Could you see maybe in the future having another platform such as Windows Mobile 8 or something like that?
You know, it's hard to say when. Obviously, we think about those things, and as we see adoption grow, it will ultimately make sense. We don't have any concrete plans. It's not on our roadmap, but definitely, you know, obviously, when you're in tech and when you're in Silicon Valley and you work in this space, you constantly reevaluate, reconsider, see what's going on. The landscape changes so quickly. So, and as we grow as a company and have more resources, like, obviously, it'd be our dream to be on all the platforms.
Yeah, definitely. What else has been happening, Crystal? Any other things been happening with Flipboard?
Cool things? I don't know how interesting this is to your audience, but we also have started to work with publishers, and that number has grown over 100.
Okay, good stuff.
And you know, some recent additions were like Huffington Post, Popular Mechanics, Vogue, BuzzFeed, ESPN Women. So you can see like it's across the board, all kinds of topics and for different audiences.
Definitely. I also seen someone actually spoke to Jessica Alba on Flipboard.
Yeah, she was at that show we were at last week.
I seen it. Good video.
And we had a chance to talk to her, and she was really cool. She really knew her stuff, I must say.
And I take it she loves Flipboard.
Yeah. she was like, oh my God, this is, you know, I've been thinking of something like this should be created. And,
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. Andrew, any more questions for Crystal?
Not really. That was my main questions. But yeah, Flipboard's it's a really good app. So if you don't have that, I certainly recommend you go and download that. And do you want to just give us a real sort of overview, Crystal, for those listening of what Flipboard actually is and sort of does?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. We call it a social magazine, and it's because we create literally a magazine out of your social media feeds and basically all the content that's socially shared. We started on the iPad, but now it's available on iPhone, Android devices, phones, and tablets. And you can log into your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, YouTube. We have about 15 different, like all the major social networks, I would say, you can log into to see, for instance, what your friends are sharing in a magazine style, but you can also go to, let's say, the Daily Show's Twitter account, or you can see RSS feeds for the blog that you like to read. So it's kind of a way to serve the social web, if you will. And instead of going from link to link and page to page. You can go from person to person and from feed to feed. And it's just really something. It's so hard to explain. You know, it's like they say a picture is 1,000 words. It's really like that with Flipboard because the design, and it's so visual that once you see it and you use it, you get it right away. It's very, very intuitive. Basically, you can see everything you like and that's relevant to you and flip through it.
Definitely. Any more question for Crystal, John?
Yeah, I have one question. What I like about Flipboard in that kind of class of app is that I can consume lots of information and pull it into one, like you say, kind of a magazine format. One of the issues, though, is when I would like more than just a hands-on way of consuming the information, you know, myself. So, for example, if you look at the Wall Street Journal app, you can actually have it speak the article to you as well, right? So there's times when I want to sit and read, but there's times when I'm driving, for instance, where I just want to say, talk to me, right? And it reads the content to me. So presenting...
You can do that on Flipboard, too, with Flipboard as well, at least on iOS.
I'm on Android.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's enabled for Android as well. I have to get back to you on that one.
Yeah, but that's great if it does. But even the fact that you do it on iOS is a positive sign for me because it's just, you know, presenting the information in more than just one way is equally important to, you know, providing access to all the content out there, at least from my perspective. But cool.
Definitely. So, Crystal, there is an update coming out for Flipboard for the iOS, is that correct? Sometime soon, but you just can't say when.
Yeah, at some point. We're definitely working on what's next for Flipboard.
Okay, yeah, can't wait. I can't wait to hear that because I just asked Robert Scope a while back. He couldn't say what it was. So,
Can we ask, are you adding more social networks?
I think she mentioned that, didn't she?
Yeah.
We're always looking. I mean, you know, the funny thing is when you work at a tech startup in Silicon Valley, people are always hacking stuff.
Yeah.
So, so we're looking at what else we could add. You know, there's definitely some newer social network would be cool. I'm not sure. I think the focus right now is on, getting the next product out. That's the number one priority.
Definitely. And looks great on the iPhone 5. Do you have an iPhone 5, Crystal?
Not yet, no.
Oh, you don't have one? Well. What phone do you?
iPhone 4S.
Oh, well, okay. You need an iPhone 5 or one of the new ones when they come out this year.
Yeah, you never know with Apple, right?
Exactly. And it looks great on the iPad Mini. I have an iPad Mini on with the Flipboard. It looks great on the iPad.
I love it on the iPad Mini.
Yeah, I agree. Me too.
It's one of my show-off apps whenever someone asks me, why should I get an iPad Mini? I said, here's why.
Yep. And how does Flipboard feel about when Apple did the keynote last and they showed Flipboard on there?
Oh, isn't that great? I mean,
yeah, that was fantastic.
What an honor, really. Yeah,
that was fantastic.
Did they tell you ahead of time or were you surprised?
They do give you a heads up. I mean, actually, you don't know for sure what they're going to do. They ask for information, but you don't know for sure what's going to happen.
They say you maybe.
Yeah, I'm not too involved in that, so I don't know the details, but you know, at some point you're like, yeah, we might be part of it.
Okay, cool. And what has Mark been up to?
Mike,
yeah.
The reason why we're a product focused company is because Mike is a product focused CEO, so he's like very much involved the team. He's in the office, you know, he's following his passion. This is what he loves
to do. That's good. That's good. Steve, any more questions before we go? We'll wrap this up. So any more questions, Steve?
That was it.
Chris, do you want to say anything before we go? Working on Twitter and stuff and the website and stuff?
Yeah, well, Flipboard.com, and we're Flipboard on Twitter, so follow us there. We're on Facebook. Stay tuned for our updates, or Google Plus as well. Those are kind of the four major places where you can connect with us. Yep. And we love hearing from our readers.
Definitely.
So, definitely. Yeah.
You adding,
I'm sure it's going to be excited to hear from you guys.
Cool. You adding that audio into the app was great. I love that part.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, SoundCloud. Actually, last night I was at the Crunchies, and they won one of the awards.
Oh, nice one.
There's some really cool stuff on there.
Good on them. Yeah, the audio is great. It's really good. Yeah, and do you add podcasts in there as well?
Well, if you guys upload it to SoundCloud, yes, then you can then people can listen to your podcasts on Flipboard.
Okay, sweet. Andrew, any more questions before we go?
No, no more questions. No more questions for Crystal there. So really appreciate your answering the questions I asked. It's been fantastic to have a chat.
Yeah, it's been great, Crystal. Thanks for being on, mate. And yeah, Twitter, you're at Flipboard.
Sorry?
Yeah, you're on Twitter?
Yes, I'm personally on Twitter as well.
Okay, cool. All right.
I'm XCEO.
Okay, nice one.
So Crystal abbreviated.
Okay, cool. Me, I'm on Brad Olsen at Tech Webcast. Andrew, where can I get you at, mate? Andrew?
Yep, sorry, Brad. Yeah, you can get me at Ari from Oz on Twitter, zafo.com/@Andrew. And I'll just also say that we've actually put up an announcement for that competition on the Zafo People Communities page on Facebook. So if you want to get across to there, you can start putting your entries in straight away. So that's now announced and running.
Oh, nice one. All right, good one. John, where can they get you on Twitter or wherever on the internet?
You can get me on twitter.com/jklingon. Okay. And that's really about it.
Well, you sound like you're on the phone. Steve. We can get you.
You can find me at chatterbox_live on Twitter and justin.tv/LinuxCoolDude.
And it's your birthday next week.
Yeah, it'll be my
yeah.
And John's too.
Yeah, John's in 2 weeks from next week, isn't it?
Yeah.
21st.
That's it. All right. Well, we'll have to get back on, John. Billy.
You can find me at That iPad Guy on all the different social networks.
Good one. Good one. Want to mention anything before we go, Billy? Any news on your...
I'm still fighting with my simple TV.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That sucks, mate. Are you going to be buying one of the new iPads when they come out, the 120 gig one or whatever it's called?
Probably not. Because if it's the same thing, just 128, no. Yeah. I'll wait till they're 5 or whatever when there's a real upgrade. And then when it comes out, depending on if it's $100 more, I have to debate. Because I do a lot of video recording, so that's why I kind of don't mind the space.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Crystal, do you use an iPad mini or do you have an iPad? Or?
I use an iPad, a regular iPad.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that. I, in addition to Flipboard, obviously, I watch a lot of video on it, so it's kind of my portable TV as well.
Oh, cool. Good one. Good one. Have you tried out the iPad mini or?
Yeah, we have a number of them in the office. It's really nice. It's really nice.
Yep, very
I
nice.
Must say, a lot of the people who have those prefer it over the regular sized iPad or the first iPad.
Yeah, I agree. The iPad is great. It's nice and light, and you know it's good to carry around and stuff.
It's right in my back pocket.
That's good. I didn't know fit in your back pocket.
Take it everywhere.
Yeah, I should do the same. Maybe next time I go out somewhere, maybe I could take it with me. All right, Andrew, thanks for being on, mate. You're off for a wedding now, are you?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually up in Brisbane on the Gold Coast at the moment. I've got a wedding this afternoon, so I will be zipping out of here off to there, so that should be a bit of fun.
And I'll be catching up with you this week as well, won't I?
We'll catch up for lunch on Wednesday, I think, and have a bit of a wander around. Should be good.
Yeah, I reckon it'll be good, mate. And who's buying lunch?
Last time we sort of, I bought lunch and you bought some of the bits and pieces to send to the boys, so.
No, I'm joking. I'll
really toss a coin.
I'll get it. All right. Thanks, Chris, for being on. You're a legend.
I want photos.
Photos of what? Food?
Of the lunch. I want to see you guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Photos. I did last time, but.
Did you?
The meat wasn't very nice, though. It was real red. Remember, Andrew?
Actually, just to me, and I'll show them during the next show on the live version.
What's that, Steve?
I said, you just send me the pictures to me, and I can show them on the live version of Tech Webcast.
Sure thing. And also, Jody, what's Jody's Twitter name on Twitter? Who's sending me a message on Skype? Can I drop off?
I think.
Crystal, yes, thank you for being on. Sorry, I don't want to hold you up. Thanks, appreciate your time for being on.
Sure, and, have a great weekend.
You're a legend. Thanks, mate.
Okay, take care.
And what else, Andrew? That's about it, eh?
Yeah, I think that's just about it. So, enjoy the rest of your week, guys. Be sure to jump in and join that competition. We really hope you've been enjoyed listening to Crystal today.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because she's great. Flipboard, go download the app right now and leave some comments on iTunes and download it off iTunes and subscribe to the podcast and stuff and rate us on iTunes and that fun stuff. So, thanks, Steve, for being on. You lost the game, by the way, Steve.
Hi, yeah, you always have me love these games.
Join Will, Eric, and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. Weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running tech news podcast.
Oh, and by the way, shout out to Jennifer Rigiro. She wanted a shout out, so hello to her, and hello to everyone else you wanted to hello. So hello to you. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more tech talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guest they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace.